first baseline. Brett Mile down the third baseline as the 2-0 misses. Three balls and no strikes, that one for Thomas Burns. Not a competitive delivery. There's nowhere to put Bryce Hubbard here in the first. After putting up three in the top half. Burns out of the windup, the 3-0. That one in there for a called strike. Heater all the way and taking all the way was Hubbard. He'll now go to battle here with a 3-1 count. The 3-1. That one misses up and out for ball four. Five-pitch walk issued for Burns. Now it's his third walk issued of the inning. It'll bring in the first run for the Woodchucks. So he's Junior to second and Antoine to third. Touching home is Isaac Webb. Daniel Hart in the left-handed hitting left fielder came off the bench for Wausau in the opener. Harden, 2-for-2, both off Evan Palmer. A single to lead off the seventh and a solo home run to lead off the ninth against the right-hander from BMI. First pitch to him from Burns on the outside corner for a called strike. On deck, Logan Kresge. Did not see him in the opener of this series as the 0-1 misses low to even the count at a ball and a strike. Kresge, a catcher from Glenview. He's in the on-deck circle, but he'll be playing in his sixth game of the season. As the 1-1, missing inside on the left-handed hitting hard, and now two balls and a strike. Wausau being patient here with Burns. The 2-1 from Burns. This one hit in the air, foul. That'll find the seats down the left field line. Count even, two balls and two strikes. All right-handed hitters in the bottom third of Corey Thompson's order tonight. Logan Kresge, Christian Smith-Johnson, Jake Berkland. Here comes the next delivery on the outside corner. He got him looking. Daniel Harden down looking on the 2-2 fastball from Burns. That is the second out of the inning. Bases remain loaded, 3-1 the score in favor of the Rafters. Logan Kresge. Three runs, five hits. Couple of doubles for him on the season. Two runs driven in his 18 games. First pitch to the right-handed hitting. Designated hitter, the Woodchucks in there for a called strike. He played in one game and took two at-bats with Bismarck a summer ago. 1-for-2 with a double and two runs scored against Thunder Bay. The last game he played in north of the border on June 16th, a 9-3 victory for the Woodchucks as the 0-1 pitch. Down at the knees, it's called a strike, though. Burns, pinpoint precision on that fastball. It's now nothing at 2. On deck is Smith-Johnson, Berkland to follow. For Burns. He is 34th pitch of the inning. This one tapped on the ground right side. Coming in, Onati. Glove flip, two first bases in time. It's a nice-looking play by Mason Onati. Grayson Schaefer hauls it in. 7 cents to the plate by Wausau in the first inning. They score once, 3-1 the score. We are through one here at Athletic Park. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Right-hander Caleb White back out on the mound. It's the top of the second inning from Athletic Park in Game 4 of this season between the Wausau Woodchucks and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. And Game 2 of today's day-night doubleheader. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. 9-1-2 spots to up the Raptors in this top of the second inning. Three runs on three hits, no errors for the Raptors, a run on a hit, and an error for Wausau in the early going. McElfatrick, Degatti, and Schaefer scoring in the first. Walker Buchanan registering an RBI, same to be said for Kyler McIntosh. And an RBI base hit for Grayson Schaefer. Mason Onati hit from the left side, the second baseman. Swinging away at the first pitch from the right-handed thrower, Caleb White. One foul back to the screen. Onati hits second. I should say hit ninth and played second in the opener of this doubleheader. An RBI single he had in the second, also reached on a walk in the seventh and later scored. Ended his day, though, in the eighth and ninth with a couple of looking strikeouts. The 0-1 to Onati misses out in the right-handed batter's box. A ball and strike now from Caleb White. White, 31 pitches now in his one-plus inning of work. Thomas Burns through 34 tosses in the bottom half of the first inning. The 1-1. This one misses low and outside. Two balls and a strike now on Onati. We get to the home half of the second inning. Due up on the Wausau side, 8-9-1, as the 2-1 pitch is there. Low and outside for a called strike, 2-2. Smith-Johnson, Berkland, Webb, righty, righty, righty against Burns. Or if there's someone from the Raptor bullpen, Mike Spears is ready to go to in that bottom half of the second inning. 2-2 to Onati. This is the outside corner. He's worked a full count in his first plate appearance here tonight. Wausau dropping to 19-4 after the loss earlier today. It's their first loss at home. And they have now two different nine-game winning streaks this season. The 3-2 from the right-hander White. Onati shoots this one the other way. That's going to get through into left field for a base hit over the outstretched glove of Wausau's third baseman, St. Antoine. Onati aboard, back-to-back innings with base hits to begin frames. Here's the other Raptor to have a leadoff single here tonight. That's Owen McElfatrick. Back to the top of the order. Singled and scored an inning ago. McElfatrick coming off his second straight three-hit game and a grand slam over the left center field wall that made it 12-0 Raptors in that sixth run at top of the seventh. Put up against the Wausau bullpen. Right-hander White peers over to first. Onati being held on by Hubbard. The first pitch to McElfatrick. Pops this one in the air. Right side of the infield. That is Isaac Webb, the second baseman, camping underneath to make the grab for the first down of the inning. Trotter Boston went down swinging an inning ago, looking for his first hit of the ballgame. Just his second trip to the plate here against White. I mentioned Trotter the game prior. Reached twice, scored twice. Had the big three-run homer in the 6-6 ballgame, bottom eight yesterday, and his second at-bat off the bench. White's first pitch to Boston. Pops this one in the air. That'll find the seats down the third base line. Trotter, the Tabor College Blue Jay, continue to talk about his 48 games played in at the collegiate level this year and just tearing it up at the NAI level this spring ago and even into this spring. Is the 0-1 pitch. That one gets by Solis, a pass ball. Count evens 1-1. To second is Onati. Looking for Trotter Boston, a 322 NAIA numbers from the spring. 9 homers, 48 RBIs, 14 doubles. Mentioned a few times on the broadcast, his 4-hit game and 5 runs driven in. Against Oklahoma Wesleyan back on March 19th. Leading off second is Onati with one down in the frame. 3-1 the score in favor of the Raptors. White, the right-hander, comes set. Peers in, gets his signs from Solis Jr. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box. 2-1 the count. That knocked Ronati the fourth hit of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. First base side of the rubber. White looks to second twice on Mason, the 2-1. Swing and a miss into the glove of Solis Jr. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes on the third baseman, Trotter Boston. Jorge Degatti on deck, Grayson Schaefer to follow. As between these two teams, 24 hits in the matinee this afternoon, 17 going to Wisconsin Rapids. 3 long balls, 2-2. Boston skies this one in the air, deep left field, heading back near the track as Harden to make the grab for the second out of the inning. Ohnati remains on second. It'll be up to Jorge Degatti with a runner in scoring position and two down in this top half of the second. Degatti singled and scored back in the first. He reached in all four of his plate appearances in the matinee game earlier today. 3 of those off base hits. Sun coming in and out. Rarely do I ever wear sunglasses while calling a game. It's just something I don't like to do with all the screens in front of me, trying to view my technology as well, but desperate times call for desperate measures. The first pitch to Degatti is fouled back. Jorge playing both games in right field today. Yesterday, though, was in left field with Max McGuire taking right. If you're just tuning in, no Max McGuire in this one. No injuries or anything, just getting the day off, or getting the night off, I should say. Played earlier on and has played pretty much every day since being with the Raptors, besides the injury he sustained earlier on. As count remains 0-1. 2 down, Ohnati, his leadoff single awaiting on second base. White comes set. Awaiting the 0-1 is Degatti. 10 on the pitch clock, here it comes. This one sprayed in the air down the right field line. That'll go foul. And out of play, a souvenir for a lucky fan here in attendance in Athletic Park tonight. Caleb White looking to throw a donut up on that scoreboard in the top of the second inning. Grayson Schaefer on deck with Buchanan to follow. Right-hander White set to throw his 44th pitch of the ball game. That one misses high. Count evens, or I should say moves to 1-2. Two outs, Ohnati on second. White set. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Degatti down on strikes. Mason Onati's leadoff single leaves him out on second base. It is 3-1. We head to the bottom half of inning number 2. 8-9-1. Do it for the Woodchucks here against the Raptors at Athletic Park. You were listening to Raptor Baseball. We'll get another inning from Thomas Burns momentarily on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Eight-nine-one, due up for Wausau in the bottom half of the second inning. 3-1 the score from Athletic Park. Andy Ockham on WFHR Raptors Radio, your voice of the Raptors and your spot for all 72 games for the Raptors this summer. 3 in the first for the Raptors, 1 in the first for Wausau. It'll be Christian Smith Johnson. Played right field and hit 7th in the first game of this doubleheader earlier on in the afternoon. Reached once on a 5-pitch walk that he drew in the 5th inning. Thomas Burns, 34 pitches in the first inning. The right-hander from Hortonville, Wisconsin, back out on the hill, up by 2. First pitch, Smith Johnson fouls this one away down the first baseline into the stand. Jake Berkland is on deck. Isaac Webb, the top of the order to follow. And it'll go to Jonas St. Antoine, the left-handed hitting third baseman out of the 2 spot, the 0-1. Breaking ball. This one is tapped foul out in front of the on-deck circle, occupied by Jake Burton. Jake Berkland quickly nothing at 2. The Raptors, a lot of time out of town here in the next week. If you're either in the Rapids area permanently or visiting from out of town, there's still plenty to do when the Raptors aren't around. The 0-2 to Smith Johnson. Swing and a miss, climbing the ladder. A 3-pitch strikeout for Burns to begin this second inning. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau has you covered. They're welcoming you and inviting you this summer to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jake Berkland, the right-handed hitting shortstop, swinging right through that first delivery from Thomas Burns. It's 0-1. Berkland, 3 plate appearances earlier on today, 0-2, his lone time aboard a 5-pitch walk that he drew in the 8th inning. The 0-1 from Burns. Showing fun as Berkland makes contact. This one fouled away down the first baseline. 0-2 here on the Wausau shortstop. Top of the order in the on-deck circle with Webb. He singled and scored the lone run of the ballgame thus far for Wausau in the bottom half of the first inning. Out of the windup, Burns, the 0-2. Breaking ball. This one in on the hands. It is grounded foul down the third baseline. Another 0-2 coming here. Mentioned Berkland, a couple of big plays. One highlight reel play that he made at Witter Field. That coming back, and the only time the two teams have met Wisconsin Rapids this summer is the 0-2 pitch, fouled away down the first baseline. Second inning of work for Burns. The only other time he worked into the second inning this year was at home against La Crosse on June 9th. Berkland now playing in his 23rd game with Wausau this summer. His brother Drew not in the lineup here. The 0-2, swing and a miss. Couple of punch outs for Burns here in the second. Berkland fans, 2 up, 2 down. Isaac Webb, who also led off in the opener of this series, was 0 for 3. First pitch to Webb misses high. On deck is St. Antoine to follow Gamble. Top of the order for the second time around for the Woodchucks. Burns set, the right-hander rocks and fires. The 1-0 misses high as well. 2 balls, no strikes. For the Raptors, 4-5-6, 2 up when we get to the top of the third. That's Grayson Schaefer, that's Walker Buchanan, and that's Cashel Duggar. The 2-0. That one right down the chute, taken for a called strike one. Burns pumping the zone, filling it up with a lot more strikes here in this second inning. Blocked a handful of Woodchuck hitters in the first. 2-1 pitch. This one skied right behind home plate. That'll clear the press box here at Athletic Park. Count even 2 balls and 2 strikes. He walked St. Antoine, Solis Jr., and Hubbard. 3 walks issued, leaving to some traffic on the base path and resulting in a run scored for the Woodchucks an inning ago. The 2-2 incoming here from Burns. One bounce right back to the netting. Good fight here. Not going down easy is Webb with 2 down and nobody aboard in the bottom of the second. Burns picked up a strikeout in the first. getting Daniel Harden looking for the second out of the inning. He's got a couple swinging strikeouts to begin the frame here with Smith, Johnson, and Berkland out of the 8-9 spots in the Wausau order. Out of the windup again, Burns, he'll fire another 2-2 home with 15 on the pitch clock. UCLA catcher Castro Duggar throwing down the signs, but Burns having to step off prior to this 2-2. The 2-2 delivery, hit on the ground left side. That gets in the hole, fielded by Lopez. The throw to first, not in time. Gets by Schaefer on that throw from Lopez. A tough throw from the hole, though it will be rewarded as a hit for Wells. He has got both hits for Wausau here tonight so far. He's aboard with two down for the third baseman, Jonah St. Antoine. St. Antoine hitting from the left side, drew a walk in his first trip to the plate an inning ago. Got into the ball game earlier on, and that being at least in the opener of this doubleheader. Burns comes set back out of the stretch where he was comfortable in the first inning. First pitch to St. Antoine, hit on the ground. That's off the glove of Schaefer. Batting it down, he'll flip to first. Burns cover, but he's unable to hold in. That one booted off the knee of Burns, heading to third is Isaac Webb. Go down as an error on Thomas Burns, putting runners on the corners with two down here in the second inning. A tough break for Burns. It was a hard hit ball off the bat. Schaefer just getting his paw out on it to keep it in front of him and keep it on the infield. Went into foul territory. Schaefer not have enough time to get up and step on the bag to get the speedy St. Antoine, but there wasn't enough time for Burns to break over to first base and cover the bag. Instead, they're on the corners for the left-handed hitting center fielder, Trey Gamble. Retired three unassisted back in the first inning. Big spot here for Burns. If he can put up a zero on the board in the bottom of the second inning and keep the Raptors leading by two. And enters up the first pitch to Gamble, a breaking ball in there for a called strike, says home plate umpire Tyler Melha. Oh, won the count. Gamble, the fifth hitter, to step into the box for Wausau this inning. Burns set. His next pitch. Runner takes off for second. This one fouled off the mask of Castro Duggar. It'll be 0-2 and having to retreat back to first to St. Antoine. Raptors looking to make it five in a row. How the tables can turn so quickly. They were on a five-game losing streak before that comeback win on Father's Day, Agriculture Day on Sunday at Witter Field. Got the off day Monday, sweeping Battle Creek in a huge 12-run lead here earlier today. Baseball's a funny game, how it works sometimes. Burns back to work, way ahead here on the three-hitter in the Wausau order, 0-2. He comes set. The payoff pitch with eight on the pitch clock from Thomas Burns. This is high. Runner takes off for second. Antoine hung up between first and second, but caught a rundown between home and third, as well as Isaac Webb. I think the intention was for Duggar to throw down and Webb break for home, but Webb broke for home well too early in the Raptors. Cut him down trying to score. It'll be Gamble to lead off the next inning, facing just one over the minimum in a scoreless bottom of the second for Thomas Burns. We are through two innings of play in Wausau. 3-1 the score, 4-5-6 to up the Raptors. When we return momentarily, you're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
It's the top of the third inning. Caleb White back out on the mound for the Wausau Woodchucks. 3-1 the score in favor of your Raptors. Andy Ockham, the voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. It's the 23rd game of our 72-game slate in the 31st 2024 Northwoods League season. 4-5-6 for the Raptors in this inning. It's Grayson Schaefer, the first baseman, to lead things off. Schaefer, an RBI single, later scored back in the first inning. First pitch from White to Schaefer on the outside corner is called a strike. A one the count. The right-hander White, tall and lanky, out of the windup. Set and fires. That one misses low, a ball and a strike. One one the count. White rocks and fires with 10 on the pitch clock. Schaefer chasing that fastball up top. Now a ball and two strikes. Buchanan on deck. Duggar to follow. Raptors putting up all three of their runs in the first. The lone run for Wausau coming in the bottom half of the frame. White out of the windup, ahead in the count, 1-2. Let's see what he goes with here. That one runs inside, and it hits Schaefer. He's aboard for the second time in this ballgame. It leads off the third inning, three straight innings for the Raptors with a runner on to begin the frame. Walker Buchanan reached on an error, drove in a run back in the first inning. Canada three-hit game earlier on. Also had a three-hit game against Battle Creek last night. Let's see. Pickoff move to give Schaefer a look prior to the first pitch to Buchanan. When we get to the bottom of the third, 3-4-5, two up for Wausau. Gamble, Solis, Jr., and Hubbard. As the first pitch to Buchanan hit high in the air, left field out near the warning track, though that's hard, and that ball died quick to make the grab for the first out of this third inning. We look at the active scoreboard right now in the Northwoods League. Bottom five at Memorial Park in Michigan, the 11-10 Traverse City Pittsbitters trailing the 12-11 Royal Oak Leprechauns, 8-7, each team with 10 hits, 5 combined errors in that one. 3 for the Pittsbitters, 2 for the Leprechauns. Left-handed hitting Cashel Duggar climbing in. The first pitch coming here from Caleb White. This one missing low and away. Seven nothing Kalamazoo, top 7 at home. Homer Stryker Field against a divisional foe in the Kenosha Kingfish. No runs on two hits and an error for the Kingfish. 7 runs on 6 hits. No errors for Kalamazoo as the 1-0 pitch misses up and away. Thunder Bay and Waterloo, a battle of two 12-9 teams at Port Arthur Stadium. Pitching staffs duking it out. 1-0 Border Cats, top 7. Waterloo hitless up to this point. Minnesota, an early lead in the second of the doubleheader in Capital Credit Union Park. And Ashwaubenon against the Green Bay Rockers as the 2-0 Mitch is up and away. 3 balls, no strikes now on Cashel Duggar. McIntosh on deck, Lopez to follow as the 3-0 pitch into Duggar is called a strike. The 3-1, that one on the outside corner working his way back to make it a full count is White. Middle of the Raptor order here, looking to add some more insurance. They got a runner on first with one away, that being Grayson Schaefer after being hit by a pitch lead off the inning of the 3-2. Duggar slaps this one foul off the netting down the third baseline. Nothing, bottom four at Hare Baker Field. Battle Creek and Fond du Lac. Each team with four hits and each team with no errors. About Kokomo, bottom five right now leading the Rockford Rivets. In Indiana, Kokomo looking for their fourth win of the season. Another 3-2 coming here from the right-hander. White runner takes off. This one, slap foul again. Good fight here from Duggar. Kokomo, a seven-game losing streak. They're hoping that comes to an end here at home tonight. Another 3-2 coming here to Duggar. It will be the eighth pitch of the battle. Right-hander, White set. The starter fires. Another foul away down the left field line. Pitch 9 coming to Duggar momentarily. Got a delay in Minnesota at ISG Field. Badlands and Mankato playing the second game of that doubleheader. Lakeshore leading Madison. The Chinooks striking first in the state capital. 1-0 over the Mallards. Now make it 3-0. A two-run homer, just as I was saying that. On three runs and no errors, no runs, two hits and an error for the Mallards. 3-2 still, pitch 9 of this plate appearance for Cashel Duggar coming in from the right-hander, Caleb White. Runner takes off again. This one misses up for ball 4. A 9-pitch walk drawn by Cashel Duggar. Runners on first and second with one away here in the third inning. 3-1 the score if you're just joining us. The four runs between two teams all put up in the first frame. Thomas Burns, the starter tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, completing two innings of work, throwing 52 pitches, allowing two hits, one run. It was earned. Three walks and three punch-outs for the right-hander from Hortonville, Wisconsin. Four starts this year for Burns. Two of them he's thrown one inning, those both in Madison. The other two, one at Witter Field against La Crosse, and one here right now against Athletic Park. He's gone too. We'll see if he gets the nod for the third or if it's time to tap into the Raptor bullpen. Kyler McIntosh, an RBI after grounding out three and assisted to Hubbard back in the first inning, brought in the third and final run for the Raptors in that frame. Righty on righty battle. The first pitch to McIntosh misses high for ball 1. Two nothing La Crosse. Top 4 on ESPN Plus at Copeland Park. They're looking to make it a sweep of the doubleheader against the Rochester Honkers. They won it 7-0 earlier on in the afternoon. 1-0. That one missing inside, nearly hitting McIntosh. Two balls, no strikes on the Raptor designated hitter, who happens to be the beer batter here in this game at Athletic Park. Remember, he was the beer batter last Monday, June 10th, 10 days ago at Copeland Park, and that was after his big 3-hit, 5-RBI game against the Loggers, and he said it got to him mentally. Whether he wanted to admit it or not, as the 2-0 misses high, not in like a bad way, he just said he went in saying, hey, I'm not going to give those fans the satisfaction of the discounted beverages, and well, he struck out in his first two at-bats. 3-0 the count. We'll see if McIntosh gets the green light with runners on first and second and one away, a two-run Raptor lead. White set the 3-0. That one on the inside corner is called a strike. 2-0 St. Cloud, top 4 on the road at Bismarck. The 10-11 Rocks and the 12-11 Larks. Corbett Field as well, the Minot Hot Tots trailing by 5 against the Wilmer Stingers. Bottom 3, 6-1. Three errors so far for the Hot Tots in the first few innings. 3-1 to McIntosh, fouled back to the netting behind home plate. It is now 3-2. A lot of different matchups in the Northwoods League as we get to Friday and starting some new series. Rockford at Traverse City, Kalamazoo at Royal Oak, Duluth at Thunder Bay. Kokomo makes the trip to Simmons Field. They'll take on the Kenosha Kingfish. More series to come. We'll get to that in a couple minutes. The 3-2. Out back again by McIntosh. St. Cloud at Wilmer. Bismarck at staying within the Great Lakes West. They're going to go to Mequon to take on the Lakeshore Chinooks at formerly known as Capco Park, now Moonlight Graham Field. Battle Creek staying on their Great Lakes West expedition. They'll go to Wabanon to take on the Green Bay Rockers in the air center field. Trotting out is the shortstop. Jake Berkland, an infield fly rule is on. Catch made. It's the second out of the inning. Waterloo at La Crosse. Minot at Mankato. And there's Madison, obviously, coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Eau Claire at bat. Tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch at Warner Park. The Minot Honeybees at 1-3 against the 4-1 Madison Nightmares. Looking forward to seeing all you Raptor fans tomorrow night. Firework Friday, wrestling on Saturday. Hornswoggle will be in the house to cap out that two-game series with the Mallards. First pitch to Tracer Lopez misses up and out for ball one. Lopez went down swinging to retire the side in the first inning against Caleb White. White remains on the mound with runners on first and second. This will be his 68th pitch of the start here. Now he will step off the back of the rubber. We didn't even go over the uniform matchups. Wausau changing it up from what they had in the opener. They stick with the white bottoms, but the navy blue tops. Raptors, exact same uniform. That's all they came with today. Black slacks, away maroon uniforms with the gold lettering and numbering on the back. Quick mound visit with Solis Jr. and White. It's been adjourned. The 1-0 pitch coming here to Tracer Lopez. The Texas Tech Red Raider playing in his fourth game with the Raptors, making three starts in these four games. The 1-0. That one missing low. Two balls, no strikes. Onati on deck, top of the order with McElfatrick to follow. Three runs, four hits, and an error for the Raptors. A run on two hits and an error for the Woodchucks. The 2-0. Swing and a miss by Lopez. Count now two balls and a strike. Bottom three, as mentioned, 3-4-5 for Wausau. They're hard of the order. Due up the Raptors, looking to put up some extra runs with that second time awaiting. After today, three more matchups at Athletic Park this season between the two teams. 2-1 to Lopez, swung on and missed, working the count even. It's Caleb White at 2-2. At Wausau, the Raptors come back here, 105 Sunday matinee, July 7th, July 19th, a Friday night game at 6:35, and the final game in the regular season here between the two teams at Athletic Park, Tuesday, July 30th at 6:35. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Lopez down on strikes. The Raptors leave two on the paths. Schaefer at second, McIntosh at first. We head to the bottom of the third, 3-4-5. Do up the Woodchucks momentarily. We'll be back. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on your home of the Raptors, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Call the bullpen here in the bottom of the third for Kirk Schreider. It is the right-hander from Campbellsville University in Owensboro, Kentucky, Tristan Krusenberry, to enter the fray. 3-1 the score. Andy Ockmere, voice of the Raptors, back here on WFHR. Whether you're on your FM AM dials at 97.5 or 1320 or on the Civic Media app, thank you so much for spending your Thursday night here with us on the road. Three runs on four hits and an error for the Raptors. A run on two hits and an error for the Woodchucks. Raptors looking to sweep the doubleheader here today, winning the opener by a score of 15-3 and a 12:05 first pitch earlier. 3-4-5, due up in the inning for Wausau. That's Trey Gamble, that's Max Solis Jr., and that's Bryce Hubbard. Krusenberry last worked on June 14th at Warner Park, the Duck Pond against the Madison Mallards. Three innings pitch, four hits allowed. All four runs he allowed were earned. Walk two, struck out two of the 16 Mallard hitters he faced. 13 2/3 innings pitched so far this year. The first pitch to the left-handed hitting, Trey Gamble misses low for ball one. Krusenberry, a 1-0 record 8 hits allowed, 7 runs all earned, 10 walks, 11 strikeouts, a 4.61 ERA, and a 1.32 whip. Been very efficient for the Raptors as the 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike. Was the opening day starter for Wisconsin Rapids at Harebaker Field on Memorial Day, Monday, May 27th, against the Dock Spiders. In the 8-7 win, he threw 3 2/3, allowed 2 hits, 2 runs, all were earned. As the 1-0 pitch cranked high in the air, deep right field. Back at the wall is Degatti, and he can just watch it go. Solo home run off the bat of Trey Gamble. It's his first day with the Woodchucks. You saw Bryce Hubbard in their debuts in day one and game one go yard. Going yard here is Gamble, 3-2 the score. No doubter off the bat of the center fielder Gamble to bring up Max Solis Jr., the catcher. Grusenberry, out of his 4 appearances, this is now his 3rd of the pen, so 5 total, 3 of the pen, 2 as a starter. The first pitch to Max Solis Jr., a breaking ball from Grusenberry, that's called a strike. Grusenberry's 2nd start and most recent start at Moonlight Grand Field in the 7-5 win against the Lakeshore Chinooks on Sunday, June 2nd. A 1 pitch tap foul down the third baseline. It's nothing at 2 now on Solis Jr. Solis Jr. drew a lengthy walk back in the first, was left out on the path. 3rd hit of the night there, the long ball off the bat of Trey Gamble for the Woodchucks, the 0-2. Breaking ball popped up, straight up, ditching the mask. Cashel Duggar, will that stay in the field of play? No, that ends up right behind the dish. It's 0-2 still. 3 innings against the Chinooks. Grusenberry allowed just 1 hit, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 4, struck out 1 of the 14 batters he faced. In his 2 starts this season, Grusenberry has thrown 61 pitches in each of his starts. The 0-2. This one tapped on the ground. A 2 hopper on the left side. Trying to play the hop as Trotter Boston. That one gets under his glove. E5 on Boston. The second error for the Raptors here in this ballgame. A runner aboard with nobody out. Already 1 run in the frame put up by Wausau. Bottom 3. Grusenberry's first appearance out of the bullpen, piggybacking off Thomas Burns. This is the 3rd time he's done that, Grusenberry. That was in the 8-5 win against La Crosse on Sunday, June 9th at home. Grusenberry, 4 innings, 1 hit ball. Was the pitcher of the day that day for the Northwoods League. 5 strikeouts, no walks issued to the 13 La Crosse hitters he faced that day. Bryce Hubbard drew a 5-pitch walk in his first plate appearance back in the first inning, swinging right through that first pitch breaking ball from Tristan Grusenberry. Good movement there on the breaking ball from Grusenberry. Let's see if he goes back there on the 0-1. As the 0-1 fastball in there for a called strike, quickly nothing in 2. On deck is Daniel Harden, Logan Kresge to follow. Double play ball intact here if Grusenberry can induce a grounder. Right-hander set, the 0-2. Foul tip in and out of the glove of Cashel Duggar. That goes back to the screen. Count remains 0-2 on the Woodchuck first baseman. For the Raptors, when we get to the top of the 4th, 9-1-2, Onati, McElfatrick, Boston, lefty, righty, lefty. Thomas Burns' line is done. 52 pitches in 2 innings for his 4th start of this 2024 summer. The 0-2, breaking ball, hit on a line, foul down the first baseline. In those 2 innings and 52 pitches, 2 hits. Given up by Burns, 1 run, it was earned, walked 3, struck out 3. A strong showing for the right-hander, dealing with tough control in the first inning, worked a good second frame though, tossing up a goose egg on that scoreboard. Hubbard getting some new lumber before stepping back into the left-handed batter's box. 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors for the Raptors, 2 runs on 3 hits and an error for the Woodchucks, home half of the 3rd inning from Athletic Park. Game 3 of 6 in Wausau between the 2 teams this season. The 0-2, that one misses. Nipping at the corner there is Grusenberry. Count moves 1-2. See if Grusenberry, after that fastball, goes back to his devastating breaking ball to put him away. The 1-2. Breaking ball, got him swinging right on cue. Tristan Grusenberry, his first punch out of this outing in relief for the first out in this 3rd inning. Another lefty coming into the box here. It's Daniel Harden. Harden went down looking against the starter, Thomas Burns, back in the 1st. Harden hitting from the left side. Massive pop. We saw that homer he hit to lead off the ninth inning to make it 15-1 Raptors in game one of this doubleheader. His 12th game of the season, a 220 hitter entering the contest. Krusenberry starts him off with a breaking ball that misses low. Freshman from McLennan Community College, 9-for-41. That home run in game one of this doubleheader is first of the campaign. The 1-0 pitch. Missing low and inside. Two balls, no strikes now on the Wausau left fielder. On deck is Kresge, Smith-Johnson to follow. Krusenberry takes a look at first. Holding on the runner there is Schaefer. The 2-0 misses low. Three balls, no strikes now on Harden. And for Krusenberry, you know, length is something you'll talk about when he enters a ballgame. The ability to get a lot of outs, eat up innings, whether it was in that deficit like we saw in Madison last week or in a tight competitive ballgame. Four innings of shutout ball, one hit allowed against the Loggers on Sunday, the 9th of June, 11 days ago. Prior to the 3-0, time called. Krusenberry, a disengagement off the back of the rubber. Two knocks as well. The second, or should say third, multi-hit game for Harden of the season as the 3-0 pitch on the outside corner is called a strike. His last multi-hit game came at Duluth. The 9-2 victory on June 14th drove in two runs. And that seven-run win for the Woodchucks. The 3-1 misses low in the dirt for ball four and draws a five-pitch walk aboard for the first time tonight. To second is Solis Jr. on the base on balls. Logan Kresge, the designated hitter, climbs in with two on and one away. Double play ball still intact for the right-hander Krusenberry. Krusenberry at the collegiate level for Campbellsville, one of the three qualified arms on his team this past spring. A 3.79 ERA, a 1.38 whip. 12 outings, 11 of those were starts for the right-hander. As the 6'3 junior peers into Duggar, comes set with runners on base. First pitch to Kresge. That one missing inside, nearly hitting him. Ball and no strikes. 6-3 record for Krusenberry in college this spring. 59 and a third innings pitch, the 216 batting average against, tossing two complete games. The 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed, count evens the ball and a strike. Kresge grounded out to the second baseman, Mason Onati, is the seventh and final hitter in the first inning for Wausau. Two complete games for Krusenberry, both were seven-inning affairs. Seven frames did not allow an earned run against Georgetown back on April 13th. Not that Georgetown, you're thinking of the Hoyas. This is different Georgetown. But Krusenberry shoved as the 1-1 pitch. That one runs in, and it gets a piece of Kresge. Bases are loaded to second is Harden, to third is Solis Jr. Nowhere to put. Christian Smith-Johnson stepping into the right-handed batter's box right now. For Krusenberry in that outing against Georgetown that I was talking about. Two hits, that one earned run with three walks and five strikeouts. Krusenberry's season high in strikeouts and a start came in the 5 2/3 innings he pitched against Cumberland in Tennessee on March 24th. 13 for the right-hander. Schaefer in front of the runner on first. Middle's back in double play depth. Behind the bag is the third baseman, Boston. The first pitch to Smith-Johnson. This is the inside corner for ball one. Krusenberry in those 5 2/3 frames of striking out 13 Cumberland hitters did not allow an earned run in that battle. Ball dribbled back up the middle. Lopez fields that short, flips the second for one, throw to first in time. It is an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. The Raptors hang on to the lead. A run scored for Wausau, though, in this home half of the third inning on a solo home run to lead off the inning from Trey Gamble. We'll be back. We are through three. And a call to the bullpen for the Woodchucks as we enter the top of the fourth inning. Do up the Raptors 9-1-2. Onati, McElpatrick. It's Rodder Boston. It is Raptor Baseball at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top four here in Wausau, a new pitcher into the ballgame. That's the right-handed redshirt junior from Georgia Southwestern State University, Carson Plumidor. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. 3-2 the score, three runs on four hits, two errors for your Rafters. Two runs on three hits and an error for the Woodchucks. Carson Plumidor now working in his seventh game of the season. A 2-0 record in 9 2/3 innings pitched. A sub-3 RA entering today, 2.79. A whip under one at a .83. Last worked on the road at Thunder Bay in the 9-3 victory for the Woodchucks on June 16th, an inning of 2/3 of hitless and scoreless ball. The first pitch to Mason Onati is called a strike on the outside corner. Plumidor walked one, struck out two, faced six Thunder Bay hitters, and recording those five outs. 0-1 the count, the right-hander working third base side of the rubber. Sidearm delivery misses low. Ball and a strike now on Onati. His second outing of the season, an inning of 2/3 against the Rafters in that 17-10 win back on June 1st here at Athletic Park. One hit allowed, no runs, no walks, a strikeout on five hitters faced that evening for Plumidor. That one in there for a called strike. Plumidor, one of his two wins came in that game against Wisconsin Rapids. Onati, a single back to lead off the second. He's 1-for-1 today. Three in the top of the first, one in the bottom of the first then for Wausau. And the Woodchucks adding one on a solo home run in the bottom of the third off the bat of Trey Gamble. He 1-2. This one lofted in the air. Right center field. Jumping to make the grab is the second baseman Webb for the first out of the inning. Isaac Webb stealing a hit away from Mason Onati. Leadoff man retired for the first time tonight. It comes to the top of the fourth for Wausau. Top of the order, Owen McElpatrick. He's 1-for-2 today. A single and scored in the first. Most recently popped out to the second baseman, Webb, in the second. And Andrew Plumidor set, facing McElpatrick for the first time. A first pitch breaking ball on the outside corner is called a strike. Home half of the fourth, 9-1-2, due up for Wausau. Righty-righty-lefty, Jake Berkland, Isaac Webb, Jonas St. Antoine. The 0-1 pitch coming here from Plumidor. This one, catching the outside corner as well. Shooting the knees is Carson. It's nothing at two on McElpatrick. Boston on deck to Gotti to follow for the Rafters in pursuit of their fifth straight win, trying to get above 500. 11-11 entering game two of this doubleheader in the 23rd game of the season. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit high in the air center field. That sends Gamble back in front of the warning track, backpedaling. Falling on his behind to make the grab on the center field warning track. Two up, two down for Wausau here in the top of the fourth. Gamble keeping his footing to make the grab. It'll bring up Trotter Boston. Boston 0-for-2, a strikeout swinging in the first. Most recently flew out to Harden in left field back in the second. Right-hander Plumidor fires to Boston. That misses up and out. Boston now playing in his 22nd game with the Rafters. He's played in 22 of the 23 this year. Hasn't started in all 22, but has found his way into the ballgame one way or another, just like last night as a defensive sub. 1-0 pitch. This one popped up on the infield right in front of the pitcher's mound. St. Antoine, the third baseman, will come in to make the grab and retire the side. It's a 1-2-3 top of the fourth out of the bullpen for Carson. Plumidor score remains 3-2 Rafters as we head to the home half of the fourth inning. Tristan Krusenberry will get the 9-1-2 spots in the Wausau Order. Jake Burkle and Isaac Webb, Jonas St. Antoine to lead it off. When we come back from Athletic Park, you're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah. It's,
and my, on the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
yeah, she did. Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do up for the Woodchucks in this home half of the fourth inning against Rafter right-hander Tristan Cruzenberry. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back here with you on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to yet another broadcast of Rafters Baseball in this 2024 Northwoods League season. Jake Burkland 0-for-1, a strikeout swinging back in the second against Rafter starter Thomas Burns. First pitch from the right-hander Cruzenberry to Burkland, a breaking ball right in there for a called strike. Isaac Webb, top of the order, third time looming in the on-deck circle for the hosts. Following him, it's the left-handed hitting third base, Antoine. Cruzenberry's 0-1, showing bunt. Burkland pulls back as that one misses downstairs. A ball and a strike now on the shortstop. Three runs on four hits, two errors for your Rafters. Two runs on three hits and an error for the Woodchucks. Cruzenberry set, first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Fastball missing low, two balls and a strike. Rafters have all three of their runs in the first inning. On three different hits, base knocks from McElpatrick, Degotti, and Ford. Schaefer, an RBI single. Buchanan registering an RBI after reaching on an error. 2-1 off-speed delivery, missing high, three balls and a strike. Kyler McIntosh grounding out to the first baseman Hubbard to score the third and most recent run for the Rafters, all coming in that inning. 3-1 the count on the leadoff batter in this frame and the nine hitter in the Woodchuck order, Jake Burkland, the payoff. This is high for ball four. He's aboard for the first time tonight on a five pitch walk issued by Tristan Cruzenberry. Top of the order, Isaac Webb, 2-for-2, a pair of base hits for the Woodchuck second baseman. He scored in the first. Was caught stealing, hung up between home and third to end the second. Webb started but did not finish. The last game was 0-for-3 before getting lifted for the man in the on-deck circle, Jonas St. Antoine, in the latter innings. Cruzenberry looks over at first, comes set. The first pitch misses low and away. As you look for the Rafters in the top of the fifth, it'll be Degotti, potatoes of the order, 3-4-5, due up. Carson Plumidor, a 1-2-3 top of the fourth inning. The right-hander, just nine pitches is all he needed after Caleb White threw 71 in the first three. 1-0 the count. Cruzenberry set another pickoff move to check in on the speedy Burkland at first base. Rafters used just two arms in the first game of this doubleheader, which was huge for the group. Voss and then Parmer. 6 for Voss, 3 for Evan Parmer. The win to Voss, the save to Parmer. Despite winning by 12 runs, Parmer, according to the final nine outs, qualifying for the save. 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down the middle of the plate, called a strike. The loss to Grant Siegel, the starter. 5 innings, 81 pitches, carrying the load for Wausau, and then 4 relievers followed him. 15 runs on 17 hits, no errors. 9 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors. 5 left on for the Woodchucks. The 1-1. Let's say. I said, whoa. Two balls and a strike. Third time up today for Isaac Webb. The 2-1.